My sister wanted just pepperoni on our pizza, not even cheese. We need more toppings than just that.
Can you even call it a pizza if there's no cheese? That's basically just bread. Do you like lots of stuff on your pizza? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. There's a lot of different ingredients that go into making a good pizza, just like there are a lot of different people that go into making a healthy church. You might think you just need a pastor and maybe a worship leader, but you also need people to do things like set up chairs, run the sound system, and even make coffee. The Apostle Paul put it like this in 1 Corinthians 12. He said, "You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Our story today is called The Perfect Pizza. Dad put on his apron. "Well, my little chefs, are you ready to make our delicious pizza?" Piper and Jerry smiled. "Yes!" "Okay, Piper, while Jerry is rolling the dough, you start preparing the toppings." "Okay, Dad. Let's see what we have here. Cheese? No. Sausage? No. Meatballs? No. Pepperoni will work." Jerry grinned at her sister. "Piper, you can't just pick pepperoni for our pizza. We need other ingredients, too, like mushrooms." Piper made a face. "No way. We're not having gross vegetables on our pizza." "Mushrooms are not gross vegetables," said Jerry. Dad stopped stirring his secret tomato sauce. "You know, having just one topping on our pizza reminds me of what Paul said in the Bible." "Where does Paul talk about food in the Bible?" asked Piper. "Actually, in multiple places, but this one isn't about food. In 1 Corinthians, Paul asks the believers, if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?" Jerry stopped rolling the dough. "That's a silly question. The body needs all its parts for it to smell, hear, and see. If my body was just an ear, all I'd be able to do is hear." Dad smiled. Even though it may seem like a silly question, Paul was trying to make a point. He was saying that everyone is important in the body of Christ, no matter what God has called you to do, whether you're a pastor, a postman, or two amazing pizza chefs. Piper opened the fridge. "I thought just teachers and pastors were important in the body of Christ." Dad shook his head. "Nope. Jesus has made everyone who knows him a part of his body, the church, and has given each one of us a special role in it. As we work together and love one another, others can see Jesus in us." Piper took some mushrooms out of the fridge. "So, I guess we shouldn't let our pizza turn into one big eyeball of pepperoni?" A while later, Mummy came into the kitchen. Something smells good," Piper smiled. "It's our pizza. It has lots of toppings." Jerry nodded as she took a slice. "Like the body of Christ." Piper held out her plate. "Daddy, can I have a slice with mushrooms?" So how about you? Did you know that you're important to the body of Christ? It's true. It doesn't matter how young you are or what God has called you to do. You are important to him. We are all so precious to him, so precious that Jesus gave his life to save us, and we all have a special role in pointing others to his love. So if you know Jesus, you're an important part of his body of believers. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 12:27.
You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
And our key thought, you are important in Christ's body. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Your question could also be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Send me your question today at keysforkids.org/heyzach. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.